Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. There's been much discussion about a recent Pew survey that found that one-third of Jews who were raised in Orthodox families no longer identify with the Orthodox community. Many critics disputed this conclusion for a variety of reasons, including the fact that it was skewed because it did not focus on the younger members of the community who have reversed this trend. Nonetheless, the survey hit a nerve, provoking articles in numerous Jewish publications bemoaning this serious problem that Orthodoxy has a hard time retaining its members. Whether or not this problem should be characterized as serious, there is no question that the Orthodox community has faced an ongoing challenge in its attempt to maintain a traditional Jewish lifestyle in America surrounded by secular culture. There are many Orthodox communities in America who address this by maintaining an insular existence separate from secular society. But while their adherence may remain within the fold, it is apparent that this approach can engender as many problems as the modern Orthodox community's embrace of the world around them. And as technology and other aspects of modernity progress, the challenge becomes increasingly complex for all segments of Orthodoxy. I think our parsha teaches a fundamental lesson about this topic. As I like to point out, Parshat Bashalach is unique because the narrative can be literally divided into two equal parts. The first 58 verses tell us how the Jewish people ascended to the spiritual heights of emunah, belief in God, in reaction to the miracles of the splitting of the Red Sea and the events that led up to it. But the next 58 verses describe their precipitous fall from grace to the lowest of lows. Immediately following the woman's song praising God for splitting the sea, the Jewish people would become vulnerable to an attack by the nation of Amalek. According to Midrash Rabbah, this occurred because of the previous verse, Hayesh Hashem Bekerbenu Im Ayin, where they began to doubt if God still existed in their midst. What is the lesson of the stunning reversal from the high of the belief brought about from the miracles of the Red Sea to the law of losing all faith in God and becoming vulnerable to attack by our arch enemies? I think the answer can be found in the well-known story told in Sefer Melachim about Eliyahu HaNavi and the incredible miracles he performed at the Har Carmel. He prayed to God to accept his sacrifice in the face of Jews who worshipped the idol Baal. A fire immediately descended from heaven and devoured his sacrifice. The Jewish people were astonished by this miracle. They declared our God is a true God and denounced idol worship. When the evil Queen Izebel heard this news about her rival Eliyahu, she was unfazed and sent a message to him. Basically saying, I'm going to kill you tomorrow. Eliyahu reacted to her threat with deep despair, and Vayishal et Nafshalamut, he asked God to end his life. The Rosh Yeshiva of Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, used to ask, what did Eliyahu expect from Izebel? That she would suddenly become repentant? More importantly, why did he care about her evil message? Rav Weinberg gave a brilliant answer to this conundrum. He explained that her message to Eliyahu was, you may be untouchable today because you're considered a hero, but tomorrow no one will even remember. And Eliyahu realized that Izebel was absolutely right. That day was the apotheosis of his life as a prophet, and he could do nothing comparable in his remaining life. And I think that's the message of our parsha. Yes, the Jewish people experienced miracles which had a dramatic impact on their faith, but the impact was ephemeral, because that kind of dramatic experience is not what makes faith endure. What we need to experience daily is our personal, individual connection with God through the Torah. And that's what I think the Orthodox community has going for it. The ongoing, conscientious focus on instilling and maintaining our deep connection with God, which is no easy task. In the world of film and theater, production values matter a great deal. When it comes to faith in God, we need a much deeper form of substantive inspiration to touch us in a lasting way. Without that, it is easy to become swayed by the more superficial stimulation of secular society. So if it is true that Orthodoxy is losing a significant percentage of its community, it needs to continue to promote its strength, which is to focus on the profundity of Torah and how it applies to real life. The same holds true of the Center City Jewish community. We must keep in mind that our connection with God will only grow if we emphasize the substance of Torah in study and in practice, and how that approach can positively affect our lives. This emphasis has always been the essence of Makor Bracha, is what sets us apart, and it will remain the key to our strength as a community going forward. Shabbat Shalom.